Good evening, Trundlefiles.
Hello.
Big changes are coming to the Trundlecast.
Yes, we're trying to make it more coherent and actually have a purpose.
There'll be extra episodes, behind-the-scenes audio for our Patreon subscribers.
And the Video Vixens will have their very own hour-long podcast.
Plus, more villainous interviews than you could shake a blunt object at.
Bear with us as we try to figure all this out and prepare yourself for more Trundle Manor.
So until then, friends, we'll see you in the parlor.
As long as you don't see us first.
Check it. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. This is your announcer speaking to you through a series of clicks and grunts that your primitive brains are apparently able to translate. I want you to grab a glass of your favorite GoFunny juice, curl up with something icky, and tell those head demons to hush up a little bit, because it's time once again for our attic-based after-dark delve into all things Trundle Manor, known only as the Trundlecast.
You once thought I was. I am not the one who drove you into dark and lost. You cannot decipher who's foul and who is fair. Your thoughts are tainted by the toxins in the air.
I am not the bad. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Trundlecast. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
I am Mr. Arm, your host. Next to me is Veldavon Minx, my wife. Around the table is Mike Syke.
Greetings and salutations.
Jimmy Z.
Yo.
Eve.
How's it going?
Caster, and we got a special guest.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Well, this is the Trundlecast, and we've got whatever the fuck to talk about. I know that Trundle Manor has been going through all kinds of fun things. What do we have, darling? What's been going on?
Oh, my God. We've been up to so much lately. I mean, I feel like it's been at least a month or so since we did the last podcast.
Forever.
Yeah. And speaking of the last podcast, we are very big fans of the last podcast on the left.
Oh, we're just like delving right into that, huh?
Well, it just happened with a segue of the way I said my words.
All right.
We went to go see them live at Mr. Small's here, and we were friends with Henry's girlfriend from way back.
Someone's breathing into their microphone first.
Mouth breathers.
All right.
Fuck mouth breathers. So they came back to our house after the show for an after party.
Yeah,
we were so thrilled. It was the first time we've ever been the good kind of fan that didn't just like mouth breathe all over them.
So that whole night, we didn't know what the hell we were gonna do because we were standing in line. And we were friends with Natalie, and we didn't know if she even told the guys about us. And she said, oh, I don't know if the guys are coming, but at least me and Henry are coming.
We had made up beforehand, before we even knew, we made up this whole list of serial killer, like, creepy-themed cocktails. We turned
special
all the lights
gifts
on the house. We made gifts for them. We made little gift boxes. We specifically, because we might be a tad obsessed with listening to all their shit, we just want to be their friends. We found things that were very tailored to their interests.
So the only reason I want to talk about this, not to promote another podcast, other than those guys, is that I thought it would be cool if we could be the place where if celebrities want to come to Pittsburgh and not go to a bar but still drink their ass off on specially crafted cocktails just for them, they could easily come to Trundle Manor and we'll take care of them. If you let us know in advance, we are happy to provide booze, entertainment, and friends.
We are, and contact us privately, of course. Like we
or publicly. I don't give a shit.
But I feel like they were glad we didn't just tell them.
Definitely.
Because they've just shut down their Facebook group. People were just...
Yeah.
People were in just general
awful.
Just horrible
if
shit.
If you come
people.
Here, your creepy fan base will be kicked out at the door, so...
Yes,
yeah.
Because there's creepy where, like, I collect bones. I like weird shit. And there's creepy where, like, you just... You believe in and Nazi propaganda, and you just
creepy, and then there's Trundle.
And yeah. What's wrong with that?
It's happily creepy. That's the difference.
There's a whole subsection of people we just don't care to interact
it's
with.
It's springtime for Hitler.
That's
in Germany.
How do I turn down Mike? Which one is his?
There we are.
Trundle break.
Anyway, the whole thing was they talk about serial killers and bones and dead stuff, and we thought, what better place in Pittsburgh to show off?
And they had a really nice time.
Yeah.
It was genuinely.
And I got to hug Henry, and I got a picture of that, and I got to hug Ben, and I did not get a picture of that because he was very uncomfortable.
Very tough. But
you were at his belt buckle?
Uh-huh. I did it anyway.
And Marcus ate some of my Pez that has been there for like...
You put that out just
years.
For him, by the way.
I did.
I'm breaking the seal.
Oh, do it. It's been in a jar for years and years. I'm like, wait, he likes Pez too. And he told me how much my Velvet Underground record was worth. It was great. We had a great night.
It was a good time.
We're gushing.
So that was like our big thing. That's why we're talking about it now.
Yep.
So we've got, what else? We went on a trip.
We went on a couple of trips. We went to the lake. We went to Geneva on the
lake. A bunch of us went on trips. We went on trips.
Yes. We went on a trip with Eve.
We went to Mothman Festival.
Geneva on the lake was lovely.
It was a lot of fun.
Broke my foot, but I love it.
Wait, did you get seriously, like, very injured, or?
I know
you didn't
what?
Have a nice time.
I don't
time.
Even remember that.
She got a bit injured.
Yeah, it was when we were setting up that campsite. I dropped a giant log on my foot, and the way I would describe the pain is my toes felt like little rockets of pain exploding off my foot like miniature hot dogs.
Oh, God, no.
So it almost felt like you... Drop the log on your foot?
Yes,
you
thought
your hot dog such a bad
name. My little hot dog rocket toes shot right off. but yeah, I went to the Express Care for a good old free X-ray thanks to Obamacare.
Really? Yes. I didn't know any of this happened.
Oh yeah, I can finally wear boots again. It's real exciting.
Shit, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. It was a super fun trip though. It was all like bikini beach good times.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like bikini beach when it was gloomy as shit.
But it was still the water was still warm. Like it wasn't cold or anything.
I found so many good pebbles and Star Trek belt buckle at that, like...
We have so many fucking rocks, I don't know what to do with them.
So many good pebbles.
I knocked them onto the floor in the bedroom. I'm like, why are these here? Yeah.
We've had so many goddamn rocks in every pocket.
Rock. Put them in your terrarium.
Should we talk about the bathroom mishap?
Nope. The demon.
I guess we're not talking about the bathroom mishap.
It was like the Evil Dead, but...
I was just glad that I was the one that came down and found it first so I could report and then say, I don't know what to do, it wasn't me, and then shit on top of the shit. But,
it was you.
It was so you.
It was definitely my wife.
It was a combination. It was not me.
You'd rather blame someone else than be like, hey, do you guys have a plunger I can use real
quick? No.
There was.
After finding it out, yeah, I tried all that. It did not work. And then it ended up coming up the floor.
I was in the basement.
That's an issue.
There's this thing like my house. There's this thing called being between like 25 and 35 and like having a delicate balance between eating nothing but fried food.
Nothing happens in my bedroom.
It's like a lot of drugs and liquor and fried food when your body can't handle it anymore and too many butts. And plumbing built
many,
in like the 30s.
Too many
so,
butts on the dance floor.
Moving past that, Mike Sykes has been in some turmoil lately.
I've been living in a hotel for over a month.
Sounds fun, but not.
Oh, room service.
Well, it was great, though, man. I had breakfast every morning. I had clean towels. I had room service. I had to turn down my bed at nights while my house was getting repaired. We had plumbing problems, sort of like what you had at Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
yours were a little worse.
I went the whole other way. Like, oh, the wife finally kicked him out. Oh, the poor bastard.
That's my dream come true.
Pastor, you don't understand.
You
That's what
Christmas
we've been working towards this entire
time
is making that happen for him.
Oh, what's it gonna take?
What is it gonna take?
Feel free to move into our attic for a bit.
Yeah, we got a spare coffin. You know that. Yeah, everyone knows that.
I love that coffin.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll take you.
No, we had plumbing. We had sewage coming down from the bathroom down into the kitchen.
Oh, that is not where sewage goes.
No, it doesn't. So.
So that sucks, I guess.
Sucks to be me.
How about a good thing? How about like a fun thing?
But I got a new bathroom. I got a new kitchen. So
that is fantastic.
It is.
Covered by insurance.
Yeah.
Covered by insurance.
Fuck yeah!
Waffle iron's full of poop. Will you help me? Geico's like, yeah.
Yeah.
insurance. All right.
We're going to sell these to the IHOP.
All right. So, anyway.
Who else has good stuff to tell?
What else? What other updates? Toronto Manor updates. Jimmy? Do you have anything?
Yeah, what's up, Jimmy?
Let's cut that out.
No, hey. No, it's cancer. We're cutting it out.
Mark. Mark one.
And we're back.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Trump.
Jimmy, what's going on? What's going on with you lately?
How you doing, bud?
I see you have some books on the unexplained there, Jimmy.
Oh. What's that about?
Can you explain that, Jimmy?
What you got there, old buddy?
Jimmy brought some unexplained explained.
I have questions about Jimmy, the black book with red
You got some
marks.
Explaining to do, Jimmy.
You know what would be great is if I could separate every single microphone so that I can actually hear what the fuck people are saying.
Yeah.
We all talk over each other. Sorry. Jimmy, what do you got?
I don't know what these are.
These are something that we grew up with.
Yeah, I brought a couple of volumes of unexplained mysteries of mind, space, and time.
So if no one can see these are those books that you grew up with that tell you a snippet of the fascinating things that you now just look up on the internet and forget about.
Yeah, like Eve just opened us up to the human salamander.
Ooh.
Oh, it sounds like X-Files.
Quick,
what do you got, Caster? What's going on there?
I'll say quick flip through, understanding ghosts, how to cast a horoscope. Like 3 or 4 pages. Science and the Dreammakers, the Day of the Norfolks Disappeared,
you know,
stuff like that.
You know, guys, you know how John Waters has a saying, if you go to a guy's house and he doesn't have any books, don't fuck him?
Yes, one of my favorite sayings
well,
ever.
Let's expunge on that. Expunge?
Expand. Yeah.
Expand.
Let's expand on that. We're expunging from and expanding on the concept of that. If they don't have these on your bookshelves, or at least a version of them, because there were at least 10 different versions of this grouping of hardback books.
I don't want to cut in, but I'm the proud owner of the entire Time Life series of the Mysteries on the Unexplained.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Then do not try to fist them. All right.
Too late.
Oh. All right. More trundle breaks. Son of a bitch. Caster was supposed to get a real gong.
I finally found a good one on Amazon.
Fuck you.
I finally approved of it. It's on Amazon. That means it can come to me and I'll have to fish the fucker
those,
out or
eight
go
months,
anywhere.
8 months later.
Do those smell nice?
8 months later.
I see Caster's lady smelling these books.
All
they
right.
smell like the old books love
the most. Oh, God. I love putting my nose fucking balls deep in the spine of a book, especially if it's old. So...
I want everybody to realize that I spend a lot of time figuring out how to flag this as inappropriate for younger viewers.
Is that
listeners.
How does one?
There's a line of code that I had to figure out.
A line of what?
Cock.
It's none of those.
Anyway.
Look, kids these days are 15 and eating ass,
kids
all right? They
days.
Don't fucking care.
Viewer discretion
Colin
advised.
Colin is in a sweet little closet
right,
of
so,
dad, that's what.
All right. All right. So, this seems to be Toronto Manor has been going full force. We've got our Halloween party coming up. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
We've got some new cameras, so we're going to talk about that. We've got more Patreon people that we have to talk about that I'm sure. We have some that we didn't actually talk about.
Oh, please.
And I have not pulled up, so it doesn't really matter at this moment. But we will pull them up later.
We'll insert that later.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, if you're pulling it up now, I want to mention that we do go to the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The Mothman is the only interesting thing that ever happened in this tiny, sleepy little West Virginia town, and they made a whole damn festival about it, and it's great. So we went with a couple of friends, and, you know, it was one of those things, like any other street kind of festival, but all these people that were at the booths that you normally go up to them, it's like a celebrity. It's, I directed this giant film. I made this art. It's like, I saw the light in the sky, and I saw the bridge collapse, and I'm someone's aunt. Like, it was that. It was that level. It was great. And at the end of that, so Anton dressed like a man in black, and he looked fantastic. He had all these medical tools strapped to him.
Nibs! Nibs!
My cut it out. My darling husband dressed like a man in black. And at the end of the night, there was this one booth that had fog pumping out of it. And he was standing there. It was this fantastic shot. He was standing in the middle of the road with this crazy whatever the hell they are, 1930s medical tools up in the air. Looked alien. And then...
You know what they were.
Yeah, of course I do.
You just don't want to say it.
I don't need to. But this figure was coming through the fog towards him. And it was a fucking Freddy Krueger. Like, there is no reason for any person to be there dressed like Freddy Krueger.
Well,
but it was a fantastic shot of the two of them facing off like a Western.
When that shot was taken, I didn't even know that he was down at the other end.
We didn't either.
Someone's taking a cool picture of my butt.
That was Richard Gere.
But
there were some hamsters.
But, you know, the best part about that guy getting in that picture and in my mind I'm like, fuck, now I have to actually do something. So I'm like, okay. So I pull out one of my stainless steel weapons and I start charging at this guy that is much bigger than me, but dressed as Freddy Krueger. You know how Freddy Krueger is tiny? Nah, this guy wasn't. He was pretty big. So I ended up fucking charging at this dude and with my weapon out. And I'm like, what do I do now? So I jumped on his back and I put my knife around his neck. So people could take a picture. I'm like, oh, it's a great picture. They took a picture. And then we ended up just kind of strolling back towards where my friends were. And I said, hey, man, can you do me a favor? He goes, what? I said, can you tell me where the fuck I can get a drink? I don't know where the fuck to drink around here. I'm so fucking bored. Anyway, he pointed us toward the Legion, and everything was good. So it was all for a reason.
We drank at this American Legion that was decorated circa the 70s.
And there was a guy that just kept saying, thanks for coming. Oh, thanks for coming. This big, fat bastard.
He's just so happy to have a fucking person there. Someone to talk to.
A person that will stand talking to him? Yeah, of course.
No. He didn't even talk to us. He just wanted us to be there.
But no, thanks for coming is him talking regular to someone. That's him going, oh my God.
That's all he's got. I wish that Freddy would have came with us because there's nothing better than ending a Mothman thing than getting drunk with Freddy Krueger in the American Legion Hall.
The guy walked up to me later in the Legion and he goes, hey, I was Freddy, because he had a mask on before. He said, I'm Freddy. I'm like, all right. I didn't know what the fuck he meant. I didn't know he meant Freddy Krueger.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
Is this someone I'm supposed to... Like, I met before, I'm supposed to have known. I'm like, oh, cool, okay, oh, how's it going? He's like, oh, thanks for coming. I said, yeah, thanks. But it turns out I should have been more thankful because he actually told us.
You're welcome. Things. No, you're welcome.
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, no, that was in my own
thank
little
you
world.
Very much.
Were you and Freddy got fingered or something?
I did not get fingered.
I'll tell you what.
But I was afraid I was going
that?
To when I went to the ATM machine because it was in a closet.
Yikes. Yes. In the
with,
it was.
With all of their electrical equipment and circuit breakers.
I've never seen that film, but every time I hear the title, I think of Freddy Krueger, and I think, ouch.
Yeah, right?
Every time.
I didn't think of that. I
got you rang.
Yes, he did. Now drink. All right. So.
What else?
That was fucking cool.
We've all been traveling.
But
who was our latest traveler though?
Mike's been stuck up at a hotel. You guys went to Mothman. I went across the country.
What did you do?
On the road again.
I feel like you did so much shit.
So much shit.
I heard about so much shit.
No, you haven't even.
That's true.
I got so many
good stories. Spill
it. We might get to another story later. I think.
All right.
What
you know what?
Do,
you know what? Let's talk about it. This is Caster's Corner.
Well, wait, let me do...
That's the lamest name I can think of.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So enjoy that.
The one story I do want to tell is about Roswell, and I don't want to tell it right now. We'll get
I
into
hate
it later,
you so
maybe.
Much
you
for going
no,
there.
We'll alien tease.
We'll get it into a little bit later because it's right. Very suspenseful, and it's more of like a finisher. It's wonderful.
Happy endings, aliens.
Do we need paper towels?
Yeah.
Any other kind?
I want to do some gifts. So upon my traveling, I got everybody a couple gifts along the way. Yes. I do have to.
They're called GIFs.
It's a GIF. It's a GIF.
I don't actually believe that.
GIF, whatever. No, these are GIFs with a TF, like you rap, but they're not fucking rap because. Fuck you guys.
We don't know. Nobody can see
they're
things.
They're in jars.
Just, no, just pretend
helps.
They're wrapped. Be like, oh, these are so elaborate. People can't see things on radio.
No, these are things in jars. These things belong here, trust me.
They're wrapped in it.
different manner. Yeah. They're wrapped in a different manner. Oh, there we go. Our special guest Amanda just made the best pun so far.
Ding dong.
Wrapped in a different manner for the manner, because they're all in jars. Yeah. You get it?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Very well done.
First of all,
your door is ajar. Door is ajar.
No, my door's a fucking door.
Your car doors don't lock.
You're ajar.
That's a very mid-90s joke. Good job, Mike.
That's a cute little dad joke. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm just about a 90s guy.
Peepaw.
So I'm gonna start off with the one that is getting warm because it has to be refrigerated.
Oh.
It is.
Has to or should be?
It's beer.
Oh.
But I got it in Roswell.
Oh!
And maybe we'll put a picture up of it later, but it's called Alien Amber Ale.
Ooh.
Everybody may have one.
Whoa. Yes. It's beautiful. Man. Point Pleasant made a whole thing out of Mothman, but Roswell has made 65 years worth out of aliens.
Move over, PBR. Here comes Alien Amber Ale.
Thanks, dude.
Well, we gotta take pictures live during the podcast. Anyway.
That lens was a bunch of shit. I'm sorry.
I know you guys don't drink beer, so I'll let you just share one.
Who got a church key?
I have not drank this, so I don't know what it tastes like.
It's not a twist off.
It's definitely a pop off.
You gotta,
they're classy
get
in Roswell.
A church key. Get it.
I got a lighter in my pocket.
I don't have my keychain on me.
Look, that's open.
I don't want to open it on your desk because that's impolite.
Yeah, I was going to. I'm like, I don't want to open that on my desk.
I only do that impolite. In motel rooms. So.
Eve, we stayed in a motel room while it's with a opener next to the toilet. It was fantastic.
You gotta
oh,
open
yeah,
up.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
When everyone's open. Is everyone open?
No, we need more.
I'm working on it.
Thank you for these delicious
man with one
big
hold on.
Hold on.
Opening a damn six pack with a goddamn lighter.
You're doing good, bud.
I want to do a pretentious beer.
One more.
Does everybody have one?
Yes.
Open it up, bud. Open it up. Yeah, we're going to split one.
Good. All right. This is the first time I'm trying this. I did not try it while I was there. I didn't drink at the bar. All right.
What's it called?
It's called Alien Amber Ale.
You know what?
The bottle's fucking cool.
Make
I like
special,
the label.
It's
make a special toast.
To fucking the to traveling. Yay! To travel.
To traveling.
To Trundle Travels.
The Trundle Travelers.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. It's not terrible.
Wow.
I don't like beer, but it was not bad.
Yeah, I'm not a beer guy.
It's
kind
of good. It's got overtones of Schlitz, but if you had an alien culture where, like, Schlitz landed on their planet and they're like, we will replicate this and make it better somehow with science because we are aliens.
By taking the garbage flavor out of it.
We will take it.
It tastes like rotten garbage.
We will remove.
The humans will love it.
Yes, we will remove the hot garbage flavor and replace it with good hoppiness. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
It's actually the first beer that I've had that I haven't wanted to throw up immediately.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I don't feel vomiting.
That was pretty good.
Ooh,
that was pretty good.
I look forward to getting space.
Since we're on Raw as well, and that's where I got it.
Yeah.
Yes,
again,
sir.
We'll tell the story later. My gift for Mike was from Roswell as well. Ooh, now. It's the first one with a little bit of significance to it. The beer was just beer. It was fucking fun. It's a six-pack. We can all share it. Now, you did say Triple XL?
I did.
Triple XL. All right. So, for next...
Our t-shirt, bitch.
Maybe we'll... I don't know how you want to do it, because you're obviously wearing a t-shirt as usual. But I got you a t-shirt.
Oh, new Fester's Best.
Hold on, let me see if I can give credit where credit's due. Don't look yet. Okay, so there is a famous artist, Alvin Chong. So Alvin Chong made this design. The
Isn't
owner,
that famous if you had to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, whatever, I don't know. But I don't know, whatever. The artist's name is Alvin Chong. Yeah. He designed this. The owner of the place that I bought this at has this same logo tattooed on his forearm.
Wow.
Nice. He said it by the same artist who made the shirt.
Alvin Chong.
So he has said that he could sell the prints, but he will never tattoo this image again. And it's perfectly Trundle. So it's all the things. Right. It's great. So
So,
I saw that. I was
that
like,
"That is so fucking
awesome!" I saw that. What it is for those of you just listening, it's three aliens in the background.
Everybody,
and in the foreground, it is a what is that? Four-eyed skull thing below them with two spaceships doing a UFO abduction X cross.
How do you tattoo that? That's very computer generated.
Well, it's
so involved.
It's his whole. It's like a half sleeve. It's his whole forearm.
Yeah, I would only ever do that once for sure.
Yeah, it's a fucking
beautiful.
But when I walked in, I saw of course they have the gimmicky ones.
X Files.
I saw that. I was like, that's fucking right.
That's great art.
It's done. And then the owner rolls up his sleeves and goes, "Check this out." I was like, and then he tells me the story. I'm like, it was fucking meant to be.
Nice.
Boom. Gotcha. Sure. Done?
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, mic's down. Let's.
Hello. Welcome to Video
Vixens. So sadly, movie night is over for this year.
Oh.
And we haven't talked about it in a while. There was a lot of fun little surprises.
We got a whole dumpster full of cinema that we went through.
Sadly, very accurate. So the first one we hadn't talked about yet, we did Elvis night with special guest star, our fat black kitty little devil dressed like 70s Vegas Elvis.
Yes.
We did Viva Las Vegas and Blue Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say I lost my mind when I saw Elvis pick up a corgi?
Yeah, that's right.
In Blue Hawaii. Despite his fat little arms.
I very much forgot they were corgis and racist Angela Lansbury as his mom.
Super. Well, she wasn't racist. She was kind of racist, but she was just racist.
She said
against...
you're as handsome as named Civil War Southern general. Yeah, she was not hiding it.
Well, she was just real happy to be Southern.
Yeah, she was.
She's one of those racist against all peoples, including white people. So it's like,
She was like 50s version of Paula Deen is what she was.
She wasn't that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Not quite as terribly full of margarine.
She was on the road. And then, so we also inserted Bye Bye Birdie into that night as a secret special surprise, which Anton and I have a really stupid fondness for that movie.
It's kind of amazing. It's Gold LeMay. It's
I mean, it's about Elvis. It's, mm-hmm. It's one of those musicals that every junior high does, which mine did.
Oh.
And the one who played, what's his name's mother, fell out of the trash can. She stuck herself in a trash can when she was doing the What's Wrong With These Kids Today number, and her fucking wig fell off, and it was great. Yeah.
We did, our school did Pippin.
I don't even know what Pippin's about.
Sucks.
I should.
It's terrible. It's about this guy that gets duped into setting himself on fire, kind of, but.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, kind of. Actually, there was a lot of real slutty costumes. That was the best part.
You're not making it sound bad.
I fully endorse Pippin.
All right.
From now on.
We'll have to make that journey.
Yes. What else we got on the old lineup?
Yeah, yeah. We did Willy Wonka, which is a Stone Cold classic. Which
yes. Stoner Cold classic.
You know it is. And I really only inserted that because I usually have a movie that I love and I want to show people, and then I have to think of something to show it with that people will want to see.
You want an aperitif, you want an amuse-bouche, and an entree.
Exactly. Basically. So the entree for me was the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
Yes, not as dirty as it sounds, kids.
It is weird. I'd call it a bit dodgy.
It's got overtones, but they're not it's touchy-feely, but not too touchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not Catholic, but it's people who have gone to Catholic school may have some flashbacks
some
going on.
It's kind of the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari for children.
Yeah, it's the only movie that Dr. Seuss ever was production designer for, or anything for, really. But it was...
So
I
just want to say the sets are amazing and completely unsafe looking.
It's great because I don't think anybody that had come over had ever seen it before, and everyone's like, what's this? But it was so... It won people over.
Yeah.
And the main villain was... Such a villain.
A douche. He's like, I'm going to make you play piano lessons forever. I'm a dick.
Yeah, it was a kid's surrealist nightmare. And so he was all about making them play the piano. 5,000 fingers, meaning 2,500 little boys. I'm not
so
doing the
many.
Math.
That's a lot of little boys' fingers.
Yeah, the whole... It was set up in this giant soundstage with this enormous piano. But the villain in his office was super, super like...
It was like a Liberace kind of acid
Liberace
nightmare.
Liberace Paul Lind level of not saying I'm gay, but obviously what I can.
Oh my God, I just want to endorse real quick the Paul Lind Halloween special for everyone who has not seen it yet.
Yes.
It'll change your life.
Yeah, that needs to happen. Maybe for our whatever we do for Halloween night itself, if we have something going on at the house, I don't know.
It's on the YouTubes.
Well, it's going to have to happen. And then after that, we did Crimson Peak and Fall of the House of Usher, a.k.a. classic gothic novel, maybe banging your brother in a weird flowy nightgown.
It's a sister-lover-mother-brother-loving kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a classic theme in like a lot of gothic literature because they're like, what's the creepiest thing ever that's still really fancy? Cousins marrying each other. Wow, that's what rich people do.
That's not even the worst relation.
It's not even worst. Like, I want to say I like the super rich Victorian people and Ozark hillbillies both, like, intermarry with the same extent.
Exactly. It's only poor white trash and actual literal royalty that are super inbred. I mean.
So if you're a hillbilly, you might just be a royal.
You might be a Melungeon.
What is a what?
A Melungeon. It was a clan of people that they have special facial features. I know, it's one of my favorite words in the world. Yeah, it was a bunch of people that were, I guess, inbred or weirdly bred in the South. But apparently...
Oh, wait, the albino folk that you hear about?
No, they're not albino. They said apparently Elvis was one and Abe Lincoln was one. It's something dealing with the facial features. It's not like the blue people of the Ozarks, but it's similar where there was some weird DNA business.
Melungeons.
The Melungeons. We'll talk about that for some other time, apparently. I don't know if I'm even saying it right.
Melungeon. Is it racist to say Melungeon?
I don't know.
Is it like quadroon?
Maybe I should have. I don't know what that one is either. Maybe I should have looked this up before I said it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say quadroon.
All right.
I'm kind of tan.
I'll cut this part.
All right. Okay. Let's just edit this, please.
And we're back.
Oh, yes. The final night, which was a special one, extra special treat. So I usually end it with a big... classic horror thing because that's my favorite thing, but we did The Bride of Frankenstein and The Invisible Man, director James Whale, who was the first. I don't think he was openly gay. I don't think he was allowed to be openly gay.
I think it was one of those things where like everybody who worked with him was like, oh, he's so festive.
It was an open secret in Hollywood.
Like, sort of Oscar Wilde-y.
Yes. Yeah, like dandy levels of gay.
Yes.
But he had a very unique, humorous vision. He was the first person to bring comedy to horror.
Yes.
So, Bride of Frankenstein, the guy who plays Dr. Pretorius.
Pretorius!
Thank you. It's been in my head for fucking weeks, actually.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Addictive. No, this guy was a theater friend of James Whale from probably the 20s or 30s. This was the 30s. They're probably Victorian era, I guess, years and years before he brought him in. But there was so much questioning of religion. There was so much pro-science, pro-women, but also, like, just making homunculi on your desk. Everything we do is an affront to God. But, it was
sassy and grand. My favorite part is the little peoples in the jar.
The homunculi. Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right.
We want them.
Oh,
we want them very badly.
I don't know why you don't have little tiny jar people. Well, you kind of do.
Well, they're not alive, though. Aren't they? I can't say legally on the podcast. Yeah, we have to work on
that. Just hook them up to your cell phone charger. It'll bring them right to the line. Yes. That's how science works.
Electricity
brings anything to, like, or if it's the movie Weird Science, you need a board game, a bra, and a Barbie doll. Weird Science.
We have to show Weird Science eventually. I love that movie. The Invisible Man is so ridiculously like anti-police but pro-anarchy, but like
it's
kind of anarchy.
You know what's great is like I don't realize when I watch it is he's naked like the whole movie. He's
yeah, that
like,
is a floppy dong in the snow. The whole thing happens in snow, and that's how they catch him.
I know.
Like, I always said if you had one invisibility or one superpower, what would it be? I always said invisibility was the best until it snows and you're barefoot and wanging out in the snow, and they catch you because you get into a burning barn and they can see the footprints.
That's how they get you. I want to be unkillable as my superpower.
Well,
it's completely unkillable.
Oh, my wish is infinity more wishes.
Ah, more wishes.
bushes.
It would suck, though, if I was buried in cement or something.
That would fucking blow. My favorite part of that movie is when he puts on just a pair of trousers and chases a lady down the road singing some Irish folk song.
I love when
shanty.
I like when he mocks like the Bobby that comes and he's like, he's taking off his shirt. He's like, oh, now I'm just a shirt dancing around.
Yes, and he does the run in just a shirt. It's so good.
He's waving his willy at the police.
This is 1934. Yeah. It's like ridiculous.
It's like a trip to Lucky's.
It's
black and white.
Huh. Mm. Yeah, accurate.
Without the socks. No, there's a part where he just has socks on. So accurate.
I've drank there. I haven't seen the strippers there. But is it just socks? Is that what goes on?
Well, they come out. There's like, you go to the upstairs. It looks like a Yinzer bar downstairs, but upstairs
yeah.
like the
That's
little mini.
John Waters' preferred water and hole when it comes to town.
It's the John Watersing hole.
Yeah. Oh. How did I miss that? Jesus Christ.
Low hanging fruit. Just like a teabag. Sorry.
That's too much.
I can't tell myself. But no, you like go upstairs at Lucky's and there's like a square bar and then like little gentlemen's come out. And they just wear like clean. They put on a pair of clean gym socks when they get
on
the bar.
Oh my god!
I think it's like.
I'm glad their socks are clean. That's
yeah.
you know.
It's like a health regulation.
If the socks are clean, the glasses are probably clean.
Yeah, it's a nice establishment. And they have a teeny tiny disco dance floor. It's wonderful, and you get like the. It's like those are the ball sacks that are like
tapping on the microphone. Well, I think I know what your next birthday is gonna be. So cake and wieners. Who can fight that?
I love it.
So the super special, extra special treat after those, because it was Frankenstein, Lady Bride of Frankenstein themed. Mm-hmm. Eve and I worked on a film called Corpsing.
The Corpsing.
Is it the Corpsing?
I think it's terrible enough to be the Corpsing.
I always say it with the. I'm not sure if that's how.
It's Pittsburgh, so you like say like the herpes.
Right. Yeah. We're going down to the Giant Eagles. Yeah.
Gonna go pick up the Iron City.
Of course. So
it was like, can we just say, was it the Vietnam of movie jobs?
It was the Vietnam movie. Yes, I've been having flashbacks since.
I'm shell-shocked.
I was costumera.
Yes.
And you were production designer?
Yes, I did all the props and sets, which was like total BS, because they're like, here's $500.
Yeah. That's kind of how mine was too.
Like, the best was like, they're like, and if you have any money left over, you get to keep it. And I'm like,
yes.
Fuck you guys.
You know, like,
I'm going out of pocket.
With all my black... poor putrid little heart. I love Ed Wood, and I love people that are doing it for themselves, trying to make films, don't have any kind of money. I get it. We don't have any money for the shit we do either.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you want me to do the job of somebody finding the costumes, making them, putting them together, and also being on set for continuity.
Right? You brought, here's the thing.
Super
like,
surprise, our hours are 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. Oh, wait, do you have a job?
Yeah. Oh, fuck that shit.
No, you have to sit here in this old warehouse. It's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. It's so like. That like disgusting giant warehouse, like when they started out, there was like, it was just like full of shit, and they were like, oh, here, you got like a week to get this all together.
It was like an artist that had assembled things and
we're
gonna put it all
in
the film.
He was basically a hoarder.
He's a bit hoardy.
Hoardy.
You know,
but there were literally mushrooms growing in the filth of the basement when I went in there.
Not the good kind, I take it.
No, there was a barrel full of like some sort of chemical substance that I opened it up, I took a whiff, and I immediately just
was it trioxin? Was it Return of the Living Dead down there?
It wasn't even, it made me hurl.
Right.
I know that much. But yeah, they're like, we're not gonna. I had one assistant, but then he left because he wanted to. Oh, and the first thing my assistant dude asked me the first day was, oh, how can I get to work on Batman? Because it was like the same season they were shooting that shitty Batman.
God, the
movie
latest Christopher Nolan Batman. Oh. Yeah, this is not a ladder to that.
No,
sorry, buddy.
No. I was just like, ugh. Oh, and there was that fat guy in the Hawaiian shirt that was a deep.
He's
I mean,
a big
this is
old
like
D-bag.
Nothing I should say professionally, but I'm like, F that guy. He was mean.
But we're not naming names, so it's
we're
fine.
We're not naming names.
And
there
no one
a
knows.
A certain gentleman on the set wearing Hawaiian shirts and yelling at people for no reason.
There was
all
a lot of yellings going on. Essentially, the movie is about a woman who makes a creature out of corpses, and then it becomes sentient and intelligent, and then she puts platform boots and lipstick on it, which was my thing. They said, make the monster sexy. I'm like, so with like Cuban-heeled boots and a leather jacket and black lipstick? And I did that, and she bangs the monster, and then she becomes sick because he likes flesh.
He bites her finger off, and then it's...
We're just going to spoil the fuck out of it.
It's
fine. So yeah, so he needs flesh.
Like, you can only
so
buy,
she's
like a German DVD oven.
We had to literally screen it. It was a German DVD. We had to figure out how to make it Englishable.
Dr. Lieber.
Yeah.
S.I.N.A. Frankenstein.
Precisely. That would have made it good. Oh, Frankenstein had to be in German. That's cute. But yeah, no, she ends up being the sick one. At the end, she's Well, it's like, yeah, she talks like this, and she goes, her one line is like, the heart's a pump.
Oh, hey, when I'm she like says the, pump, makes me sick. Yeah, the whole thing is her fucking voiceover with that voice. Oh, so yeah, go see Corpsing.
Yeah, please.
Buy a German copy
out
on eBay for $35. Yeah. Enjoy.
Please run out and get that. And I think it's like, and it was one thing where it was the director and the writer and the star was the same dude.
Yeah, and then he
and
made her
like,
do like a masturbation shower
scene.
There
were so many love scenes.
Fairly unnecessary.
And just so uncomfortable. And there was just a little... And there was like, it was the whole thing where she was in love with her. Oh, and he's like a professor of the cinema in real life.
I saw you wink.
I know. And then, oh, long story short, she makes a monster that looks like the professor she's in love with.
Because it's the same guy.
It's the same guy. They didn't even bother to disguise.
Secretly.
And then they ran out of gray makeup halfway through and he's blue.
Yeah, he was very fucking blue.
So blue. Oh, and I think we should also give a shout out to one of the finest films.
Yeah, we replaced our midnight showing of Rocky Horror with the midnight showing of The Warriors.
Rocky Horror will always be very dear and
of
special.
Of course.
To our hearts.
It's its own thing. But we're nerdy enough about The Warriors. We made our own gang called the Strawberry Werewolves.
Ow, ow, ow.
Ow. And we may just have to like infest the New York City subways soon.
I think, yeah,
in our Strawberry Werewolf gear.
We're going to have to go bop our way all the way to Coney Island and get some corn dogs.
We very much will. So this is the end of our movie night for this season. Yes. Sadly, we'll be showing some movies at Halloween. Probably do something for my birthday and some weird bullshit before April. But it'll start up again in April. And we will talk more about it before then.
Yes. In the meantime, watch lots of crappy movies. Believe in yourself. And get heavily drunk.
It really does help.
This is I almost said Strawberry Werewolves for a second. This is the Strawberry Werewolves.
It is the Strawberry Werewolves.
And
also
the
Video
Vixens.
Signing off for now. Good night. Good night.
Kisses. You say, oh, Papa, do-do-do. Got a lot of love I'm saving. And oh, sweetness, it's a crime. You haven't poured any honey on your sugar in a long, long time.
Ara, next up.
Yay. Oh.
Talk more into it.
I had a weird dream. I had a weird dream about a souvenir shop that we were all in.
What did we do?
Oh my God. Like you and me and like everybody else found like awesome stuff. And like Anton, you kept running around and you were like, look at this. And we're like, oh my God, that's really cool. Yeah. What? I had a vision this would come to fruition. You're welcome.
All right, so I'm going to go into that one because Jimmy actually has to go fetch his gift because I snuck it into his bag.
Nice. Oh, way to go.
Oh, you're like St. Nicholas.
Way to make it difficult.
Yeah. Like Stevie Nicks.
I love
what?
Stevie Nicks. She's a white
what
witch.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just like a one-winged dove.
Way to make
we...
it difficult. Like Stevie Nicks.
Wait, while he's okay. Rooting, I just want to say I always
she
thought the lyric was like a one-winged dove.
I realized I have to turn Eve down.
I always thought it was a
one-winged dove. I always
said
the same
thing. Yeah. It's a one-winged
much better.
Dove.
So this...
A bent feather.
Well, these are a story for another time, because this... Yeah. I have about an hour-long recording of me talking to this gentleman. You know, did kind of a little tour through his tourist trap, which is called Truckhenge.
Truckhenge!
Oh!
Yes!
Yeah. Excellent!
So these...
Listen later on for Truckhenge and the story of...
Yeah,
Caster will be butting into some of our Toronto cast with some of his beautiful interludes, telling us about the travels and tribulations of a strange little man in a strange little world.
I like that. That's a good title. So these are peacock feathers from the free-range roaming peacocks on his property. The man has fucking animals all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. And again, I'll go deeper into that story later. Yeah. But again, this is part of a multitude of gifts, so this is just the next thing I grabbed out. So peacock feather for you. This is for the women, of course.
Thank you,
Eve and Rachel.
Sir.
And Amanda has her own, but it's at home. She was there, so
I
she
love
doesn't need the validation.
I feel so fancy. Wait, can I make a peacock sound? As long
back, Jimmy?
I'm making a peacock sound in honor of this gift.
Do it.
Yeah! Yeah, I want them now.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah, they do. They're super loud, and they tear up your lawn.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you for this lovely gift.
Thank you.
I will use it only for occult purposes.
Oh.
So
or fashion.
The next thing is for Jimmy, and now Jimmy asked me to go somewhere for him. He asked me to go to the Salton Sea. And now, for those of you who don't know anything about the Salton Sea, as I did before I was there, it used to be, it was built, it's the largest man-made lake in America.
Oh.
It was built for tourism, things like that. It's in the middle of the desert. It's in California, not too far out from San Diego. They built agriculture on the top and the bottom, the runoff, blah, 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 blah. Again, this will be another story for later. There's also videos and things like that included that we'll post and tag later for some Patreon viewers and things like that. We have some bonus footage. And an interview with a very strange man I met who lives there.
Oh, that sounds like
which,
fun.
I tell you what, you can smell the place 20 miles away.
That must be so weird to live inside of a tourist trap 24/7.
No, it's not a tourist trap. It's a fucking ghost town.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. Google it. Check it out. We'll tell all you the story about
and
it later.
And he smells funny.
Now, yeah, it's really hard. So basically what happened is agricultural runoff, blah, 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 you know, farming. It killed all life in this, what they call a sea.
Ecosystem.
Yeah, there you go. But then they call a sea, which is actually basically a fucking... It's like Lake Erie almost. It's huge. You can't see across the other side.
Yeah.
It's massive. So the sand looks like beautiful white sand until you step on it. The sand is not sand because it's a man-made lake. It was natural dirt and this and that. The sand is made from the bones of the fish who have died and the birds who have died from eating the rotten fish.
How do they grind it so finely?
This place is fucking crazy. If you've never met... Again, we're going to put up the footage
later.
How
do they grind it so finely into sand?
It's not ground. It's just...
It's just
nature.
Disgusting.
No, no.
Nature.
I'm about to pull out jars of this stuff.
Oh.
It's
not
finely ground.
Okay.
So, obviously, because Jimmy sent me there, he gets the biggest pot.
Oh! Ah!
So, Jimmy... Oh, one pot. So there are two different types of sand there, if you want to call that sand.
Whoa!
Ooh.
Now, this mostly
consists tiny
shells of fish bones, fish vertebrae, fish ribs,
fish
dogs, fish
abortions,
and
barnacles.
Barnacles. Yes, barnacles. Meat. The other one is mostly decaying matter. So there's white sand and black sand, but it's not actually sand. So Jimmy gets...
Damn.
Sorry. So Jimmy gets the two big guys.
Wow.
Nice. That is insane looking.
Do not open those in this room. Trust me. Open them at home. Maybe
smoke it.
If you open these jars in this room, it will fucking smell foul. I'm telling you. This
place,
you can smell from 20 miles away.
Oh, right.
Don't open it. Please don't open it. So, of course, you know, in the tradition of everything, I kept some for myself. And I made a jar for the manor.
Yay!
So the manor has a jar of each as well. They're just smaller. Now, if you look inside, obviously, you will see... The fish spines, the vertebrae. If you inspect them closely, you can definitely tell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really crazy shit.
Holy shit.
Really crazy shit.
It does look very layered. Holy shit.
Now
so you said that there is black and white. How is the deviation made?
It almost looks like when it rains, that it kind of washes away the white and reveals the black underneath. And the black has been like there longer.
So the black is probably the lighter stuff.
The black is like the decaying stuff.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Is that
been
the heavier
one? Well, what's happening is, like, where we were standing, where we parked our car, was 20 feet underwater 10 years ago. It's slowly evaporating as well because, you know, all the and again, everybody listening can research it. It's slowly shrinking due to this problem, which is revealing more and more and more and more.
Wow.
So the black stuff is almost like moldering a little bit.
Yeah, it's like underneath the white stuff,
And then climate change isn't
like
real.
Little runoffs where the black will be exposed on top of the white. So.
These two jars look so different. The one looks like tiny shells and bones.
And
the other looks
like
ashes.
What, that stuff, all of it was bagged together, the black stuff and the white stuff.
Wow.
Was all bagged in the same spot, blah, blah, blah. Like, within 10 feet of each other.
Huh.
They're not that, it's all over the place. It's a weird, you know.
So you cannot be on the beach without shoes.
Oh, fuck no.
If you go too far,
I would not recommend going out there without a gas mask.
And boots.
It's stuffed in your nose.
Oh, because it smells like shit. That's right.
You can smell it driving 20 minutes before you arrive.
Damn.
So now for those of you all around, you are not missing out on this experience either. I have mini vials.
Oh.
That one is for you, Mr. Mike.
Yay.
And that one is for you, Eve.
Yes.
So you got a little mini necklace vial full of the stuff, too. Only the white stuff.
Can I use it like smelling salts?
You could do whatever the hell you want with it. Put it up your bum hole.
I'm going to open it.
It is definitely suppository size.
Wait, if I open it, will like a cartoon ghost come out?
You can try it.
Not in here, please.
Casper, the friendly ghost.
I opened it.
Yes,
like
okay.
My fingers.
Wait, now I gotta smell it.
No, I think it's just because I'm like actually smelling my fingers.
Wait, should we talk about a gift that we shouldn't talk about that you gave us already?
Our legal counsel advised it's probably
yeah, let's not.
Okay, but I still want to say no, because you just admitted that I was the one who got it for you. I don't care if you tell people what it is.
Let me do this.
Oh, you fucking.
Let me do this.
I'm going to jail.
No.
Everyone shush.
It's a pangolin.
One of the best gifts I've ever gotten, and I've gotten a lot of really cool shit, but one of the best gifts I've ever gotten was when he came back and he gave us a portion of the largest something of something.
Yeah.
And it was.
I like that. That'll work. I'll
like
a
dream come true for me, because I'm not a traveler, so I wasn't able to visit the thing, but I did get a portion of the thing.
Very hard to get with tourists all around you, by the way.
I know.
And I cannot express how awesome
good.
That was.
Good, I'm glad, because I spent a whole $11 buying the shadow box for it.
I hope that I expressed it when you gave it to me, because
we were hammered. We were hammered.
I didn't know how to express how awesome that was.
No, I say it's a tourist, but I make it sound legitimate, and I don't name anything that could be.
If you flip it over,
right?
It could be anything.
Whatever, but again,
it could be anything.
I'm not worried about legal.
People
don't know if it's real. People expect everything is YouTubed and Photoshopped.
I
want to
keep the mystique about it.
Yeah, no. And you could have lied to us for all we know. It's fake.
We're hammered right now. We don't know.
I have pictures and proof. That's the point. So the other one.
You have to at least get me a picture. So
I'll send it next to it.
Well,
I'm going to send you all that stuff.
I'll block out your
and
face.
Now there's stuff I'm going to send you like after tonight that's going to confirm the other things I'm about to talk about. So one of the other places we visited.
How much more do you have, just in case?
I gave you the bigger portion.
No, I mean, time-wise.
Oh, stuff just for the gifts?
Stuff you want to talk about.
For the gifts, just a few minutes. All
right.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one was one of the random, because I told you guys I wanted to go, like, do grave dirt. Right?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's actually a little harder than you might think while you're traveling across the country and trying to, you know, manage this and that. But there was one that ended up being right across the way from us.
Oh.
So.
Just begging you.
Has anybody heard of Alfred Packard?
The adventure of the car that made the headlights like go around corners?
No, that's Packard with a D.
I know Packard.
This is Alfred Packard.
That was a headlight that went around.
Alfred Packard, in the winter of 1874,
Shut your mouth, Eve! Cannibal the Musical! Shut up! I just remembered!
Yes!
Yes.
Is everybody excited that I gave her a fucking microphone?
Yeah!
You're welcome!
Ow.
Such a dick move.
So, Alfred Packle.
Alfred Packle.
Do it again. Hold on. Let's start there again.
Alfred Packard. Which, yes, Cannibal the Musical, yes.
Okay,
1874, went into the hills on some kind of expedition. I can't honestly remember him for time's sake. Fuck it. Went up into the hills with a bunch of guys to make it to the other side, prospecting, something along those lines, hunting, prospecting, whatever. Came back alone. And everyone said, what the fuck happened? He said, you know, we were starving, we were surviving. People died along the way, this and that. When they went to investigate, they found that people did not die along the way. They were all murdered at one specific campground spot that they camped at. So what he told was a lie, obviously. You know, they had fallen over the course of a month or so. Because back in the fucking, before the 1900s, it takes a long time to come back down a hill. Yeah, so weeks and weeks later, you know, he's like, you know, over the course of 2 weeks, this guy fell, you know, scattered across the mountainside. They went in to investigate after he had disappeared. They were all massacred, like, one site. I'm sure you can go further into detail if anybody researches or whatever. However, he is buried in Colorado, which is where we were. I will be sending you guys the full pictures and everything.
You'll post this on the TrundleCast Facebook page, right?
I didn't want to post it until we talked about it and everything else. But, so I was able to go to a decent gravesite where, with the other ones, I tried to go to one other one, but it was so hard to find. Because there was no... When you go to these sites, sometimes it will say, we can't tell you exactly how to get there because people have desecrated the grave, this and that. Which is... I understand that. But I found direction to his. It was 10 minutes away from where I was at.
What?
And I found directions. Go 3 columns down, 2 to the right. There should be a plaque.
Ooh.
I'm like, we're fucking there, right? So we went. There's a guy in a truck right next to the grave, which is surrounded by a little plaque, small fence.
With the truck rocking back and forth.
No, it was got like a utility truck.
If this truck's rocking, then
we're fucking over this dude's grave.
shoot the dude that's fucking your daughter. There we go.
So basically, when I came upon him, he looked like a cemetery maintenance man. And I'm like, fuck. So we're sitting So we're sitting there taking pictures and just going, all right, I'm gonna try and sneak around this tree.
Did he have coveralls and a flat head like Herman Munster?
Well, with my powers of perception, this is when I came upon it. I was like, we're fucked. This and that. I eventually looked down. And was like, his plate is not from this state. So he's here visiting too.
But he's
the truck he was driving was a utility truck. Yeah. He had a dog out. Like, he looked like a worker type. And I'm like, I think
he's waiting for you to split.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I started doing things right in front of him. He just kept talking on the cell phone. So
to himself.
Probably.
Hey, so
Alfred Packer the cannibal.
There. What do you think, mother? What do you think, mother? What should I do, mother?
Mother,
I don't want to eat his balls. Mother, I'm tired of eating balls.
Cut the balls, Norman.
Mother, I'm tired of eating balls.
Norman.
This is a lot of talking over each other.
Is a jar of Alfred Packer's grave dirt. What? And if you notice, if you notice how chunky it is on the top and loose on the bottom, it's because I literally got a square. I tried to get a perfect square section. I didn't have a shovel. I dug it down with my pocket knife.
Was that your cane situation?
Cool. I sliced down like a rectangle and then cut it in half. Half was mine, half was yours. So it's kind of disintegrated, but there's still roots there, right?
Alfred
Packer's great dirt from next to his grave.
It gets
better.
Oh. It's like a
lemon
square.
Let's remind the world who Alfred Packer is. Again.
Pause. Explain it. He's... Guy fucking killed him. Or,
well, we don't have to say everything, but
killed to survive and cannibalize several men.
Okay,
and ended up being the only one to come back from this expedition from Prospect.
Is so perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's known as the Colorado Cannibal.
I love it. We have to put his name on that jar.
Yeah,
our fourth jar of grave dirt.
Now, here's the other trick. I got this second jar first before I got that and realized the guy wasn't... Because, again, I was doing things in the process and trying to figure this guy out at the same time. I was hiding behind a tree that was growing out of Alfred Packard's grave.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Which, in this jar, I have the bark from.
Oh!
So,
wow.
This tree is, I can hug it, so it's only been growing since he's been buried, so the roots are very much in his tomb.
Why were you hiding behind a tree?
Here is the bark from Alfred Packer's grave tree, and if you look inside this jar, there are little white rocks.
Ooh, what are the
white
rocks?
The significance between the little white rocks, and we will show this on the pictures later, is that those are actually part of his tombstone. Yes. So his tombstone is a long one, like a flat, long, like a coffin-sized tombstone, a flat one.
Yeah.
The top has been embedded with white stone, and over the years has dissolved and rubbed off. So his tomb, his grave, has speckled white rocks all around it.
Oh.
It's just from erosion. So when they buried him, So those white rocks are part of him, his tombstone, his gravestone when he was buried, and that bark is from a tree that did not grow until well after he was put in the ground.
That's really
fun. And you have the dirt. And again, I have stuff for people in the back.
Yay!
I have a mini Nicholas vial again. Yay! With some grape dirt for you. And grape dirt for you.
Everybody and gets grape dirt.
And grape dirt. Everybody gets grape dirt.
Yay! Woo!
That was the joke, yes. Very good, Eve. Very good.
Wait, so let me recap. While you were doing rubbings behind a tree...
No, while I was doing stabbings of the tree.
Rubbing, what do you mean?
Dendrophiliac, whatever you want to call
it. I do the hump. I do the hump.
I was fucking the tree with a steel blade, okay?
I'm necrophiling it.
Oh,
good one. Necrophilia.
Okay.
Necrophilia. Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to get into some quickies. Quick flash outs. All right.
Party gifts.
Trying to read this real quick.
Cops are
going to
pull me over and they're
going to
be like, what are these little glass vials? I'm like, grape dirt.
Fuck it. I'm opening somebody's.
Get it.
Yeah.
Just so I can read it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Oh, it's covered in blue. Okay. Enjoy a little taste of Manitow Springs, Colorado. Patsy's. Oh, sorry, it's covered in taffy. Oh. Patsy's is. I wonder
air
what it is now, right?
Taffy.
Patsy's is the only permanent open air concession stand in Colorado, famous since 1903 for the best saltwater taffy you've ever had.
Patsy's
taffy.
Taffy
for everyone.
Taffy
for you. Taffy for you. Taffy for you. Taffy for you.
Thank you. Patsy's taffy.
God damn this.
Oh,
looks
my
fantastic.
Teeth are stuck together.
Oh
damn
my God.
It.
Oh my God.
I tried some. It's actually pretty good.
Guys, no. Guys, it's Patsy. It's like, Addie!
Everything
I love,
Addie.
This, I love Addie that it's like taffy. In this like crinkly thing. So you, like an
terrible.
Old person, you can never take this into a movie theater without being an old person.
It's so
you're like,
fucking
oh,
crinkly.
I would love some taffy, but. I can't open this taffy.
Everything
why
about
can't
this
open
is
this
it came
taffy?
Out of like 50 years ago. It's really
oh,
exciting.
This is right, the worst.
As part of the rapid fire bullshit spit through, you asked me to get some brochures of places I went to.
Yeah.
Only one, which is the first one we give you, is one I didn't go to but was close by just because I simply didn't have the time. It's a gold mine tour. Tour of a working gold mine.
Oh, fun.
Whoa. Boom. Whoa. All right. I'm going to say this for last because that's got some good shit behind it. The Konza Prairie. If you guys live out this way or you go out that way, go to the Konza Prairie. Like,
where's this?
It's when you're driving on the highway and you see a fucking, like, I don't know what the... A herd. That's the word. A herd of bison.
Oh!
Just roaming. Like, it's fucking epically beautiful. Like, I can't describe... The most beautiful things I saw on this trip other than my girlfriend were the fucking scenic views.
Aww.
Like, seriously.
Dude.
It's amazing,
dude.
And it really makes you feel dude. Fucking small.
It smells
and
like
when you
weed
come
in here.
No, that's
wish
not me.
It does.
No. I mean, it is from Colorado.
I can't tell anymore.
That's a whole other podcast.
Whole
I'll tell you all
like
about that.
That
fun.
Oh, my God. Is it that kind of saltwater taffy?
So I have you a Konza Plain brochure.
Yes. Yay.
Oh, wait.
What is this one?
Caster.
Also
Caster.
One.
When you were driving through the buffalo fields, was that in Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh, forget it. That's because, like... wild buffaloes? Not beef?
The Konza Plains,
like,
where our
like
brochures have terrible
animals.
Photographs that
like
are
the one,
garbage.
I was on fucking like Apache land.
What?
Yes.
You know
we slept at the Four Corners,
Caster,
which is technically
Caster.
An Indian reservation. What? Why did you give her a microphone?
Caster, I know, right? You're regretting it already. Ah. Caster, do you know the...
From the beginning.
Do you know the Native American weather report? It calls for Apache fog. You're welcome.
So Eve's the holder. I don't have to be the holder.
All right, I'm not giving Eve her gifts Thank now,
fuck.
So we're going to move on.
All right, so
here's some brochures from the Lessman Truck Farm, or Truckhenge Farm.
Truckhenge!
Which will be a thing later.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear
yep.
about We're going to hear about that later.
Later,
good,
yeah.
Yes,
maybe
yes,
not in this
yes.
episode, but this one is another great story. And seriously, if you're in fucking Colorado and you like meat.
Yep.
Go to the Buckhorn Exchange.
Feed me.
Real quick overview. I went to this place. I ate so many different kinds of animal I've never eaten before. Rattlesnake. Like, all sorts of shit. What did I have? Oh, baby.
You sent me a text from there, and I wanted to stab you in the gut.
Rattlesnake?
It sounded so good.
Our appetizers.
That's the fucking place that you sent the text from?
Okay, so fried alligator.
Shit.
and rattlesnake and I believe duck were the appetizers. Like, that's the appetizer. I ate elk tips.
What was the main course, then?
My main course was an elk steak. Our before the bar tab for five people was over $200. It's a $50 plate place. However, it is the largest taxidermy collection in Colorado. Also,
Caster
it's liquor
will
license.
Some pictures.
Yeah. It's, oh, I have tons. I also have a picture of a whale's bone penis.
Vagina.
How big is a whale bone?
The Guinness Book of World Records tried to donate it to the museum. No one wanted it because it's a whale's dick bone, and they have it there.
I hate hearing that nobody wants these.
This place, I'm telling you, if you would have gone here, me and you would have probably blown a grand in 2 hours.
Probably
this place
blown
was
that
great.
Whale, am I
it
right?
Was fucking amazing. Wait till I show the pictures. Like, Walt, you think you have taxidermy.
I do.
Wall-to-wall taxidermy. And on top of that, wall-to-wall antique guns, pistols, like hunting stuff. Presidential stuff. Presidents have dropped off signed flags. Like Teddy Roosevelt.
They have
like
a unicorn skull.
The Buckhorn Exchange. This place, their liquor license number.
And I got an 8-foot dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their liquor license number is 1.
Huh?
They are the first establishment.
No way.
I swear to God, I was there. They are the first establishment in Colorado to have a liquor license.
Whoa.
And they have been catering to hunters and collectors ever since.
Wow.
Presidents go, yeah. Also,
it looks like
I have menus from there that are like newspapers.
It looks like our house.
It does with this beautiful.
Dude, I'm telling you, I walked in, I was like, oh my God, Anton and me are going to fly out here and just eat here. That's the whole point.
Oh my God.
Just look at the menu. The menu's amazing.
It's not even like a big place. It's just a cool
It's
kind of
big. It has a,
1893.
No, it's not big.
No, the bottom isn't big. The top part, the bar where you go up to drink, which isn't photographed. I have photographs of. It is pretty lit. But it's
I mean, that's the color of the parlor.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
a brochure.
Are you talking about the Chuck Wagon Hospitality on the roof garden?
That place
All
is
right, so the Trundle Cast is over, and we are going to order some food. Everybody, I'm done with
big, juicy fucking steaks.
I'm done with
All right, so moving on real quick. UFO museum brochures.
Yeah.
Roswell tourist trap brochures.
Yeah.
And they're getting a little bit of trouble for.
All right.
I have Meow Wolf.
Beautiful.
Brochures, because I also went to Meow Wolf.
That sounds like fun.
That is the immersive artist theater thing. Also, another segment later on.
All right.
Should we talk about the Halloween party and the game before we need to go?
Well.
Or is it? Are we over? Does it matter?
No, we got a little bit going.
No, I'm about to.
I'm just trying to wrap him
up. My last thing. So the last thing is everybody gets one. Eve, I did leave a few of your gifts back. It's like.
I'm sure they're like semi-legal in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no, they're totally legal. Yeah, actually, I can give you some of them. I got some other stuff I can ask. But no, these are postcards. One for everybody. They're all different and unique.
Ooh.
So you can fight it out which one you get. But these are postcards from the Museum of Death.
Yeah!
Here's the death! New Orleans, which is fucking amazing. Real dead bodies, a real funeral home in the back that does nothing but play gore and autopsies all day long.
Did you ever see that? Mortuary that they do a drive-through where it was in a very like derelict kind of area, but they ended up picking up the concept that. They would display your family's corpse. You could drive up and look at it in a window, like McDonald's, and then
like
drive
a
away.
Done, yeah.
Like, I don't fucking understand that because the whole point is the hardship of dealing with the funeral
and
itself.
Paying respects,
right?
I have like I don't want to interject or anything, but like, there's a whole like open eye. Viewing thing that that's going on right now? Well, they'll, like, display your body.
Yeah, yeah, the old,
like,
on
a scooter.
The old Irish tradition.
No. The Irish tradition is awesome. We could dance the corpse.
This
around
is so 1970s.
But there's, like, a whole new tradition of, like, open casket burial where you, like, prop up the body,
yeah,
like, at the kitchen table,
yeah,
or
you're
on a motor
cards,
scooter,
yeah,
or whatever. It's like,
so,
a,
do you mean, like, an interview with a vampire where they just kind of waltz together and the old girl isn't dead yet?
Yeah, but kind of. Well, no, that's an Irish funeral. I'm glad you asked. But, like, the new thing is, like, you, like, make someone, like, part of the celebration.
I like
that.
Okay, so as a retraction, I did not bring the ones I was just telling you about.
It's okay, we'll sort it out later.
But I did bring the other half of that, which is just the same for everybody.
Stickers!
But it's also, no, this is a postcard.
Postcard!
So it's also from the Museum of Death. Everybody
Yay.
Gets one. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you,
Zach. New Orleans.
Two of you guys back there.
Yeah.
I will be bringing some. Basically, what the other ones are the same thing. It is a postcard. Right. However, there are a different serial killer on every one.
Yay!
So I mean, pick right. that.
Oh.
Wait, who do we got, baby? Who do we got?
No. That's for the one I still gotta bring. Actually, we should make that some bonus content. Who picked what? Yeah, that's just the general one. Yeah, no, that's the
The other one has different syrup.
Yeah, everybody has one different.
Can I just say real quick, like, I'm really glad.
We'll use the hat.
I'm really glad that I met my husband when I was 19. But if I ever had to join a dating website, the back of this postcard reads like the kind of thing I'd need. Artworks and letters of infamous serial murderers, original Jack Kevorkian suicide machines, antique mortician apparatuses.
Place was killer. Literally, was fucking killer.
Coffins and skull collection, ooh, Mason family photos,
Real
theater of death,
Graphic
cannibalism, and
photos?
Much more.
Wait, Caster.
Real shrunken heads, the whole fucking nine, man. That place was legit.
Caster.
It's not the one in L.A., but it's the one in New Orleans, and it's
Fuck
amazing.
LA.
Well, I mean, it
anyway.
Anyway,
cool.
The final last one, I have one. It's for us to try later because we're drinking now, obviously.
Yeah.
I have radioactive soda, Martian soda, and the taste of Mars.
What?
So these aren't beers. These are sodas for
us
to taste.
I want Martian.
Oh, that's fine.
I want the Martian one.
Well, I haven't tried any of these either, so we're all going to have to do a taste test pass.
All right.
Tasty
but that'll
testy.
Be later.
Herpes be damned. Anyway.
We don't have them.
I know we don't.
Better
not. Say the herpes.
All right. So that sounds awesome. And Caster, we
That's
are looking.
Gifts. Thank you.
Thank you, Caster. Woo!
Guys are welcome.
We are looking forward to hearing little snippets from your trip because I hear that you had recorded some things.
Yes.
And we're gonna slap that in whenever we can get that going.
I've,
it might not be this time. It might not be next time. But it will happen. So
I've
we're gonna hear
back
some interviews.
For a month. And even on my personal Facebook page, I posted nothing.
Nice.
Because I strictly wanted to make sure
this is an exclusive.
I gave the gifts out before I gave away everywhere I went. I'm not going to post pictures of Dr. Packer's grave and then come here and say, hey, I got the grave dirt. Because you can be like, he went to the grave. He has our grave dirt.
Well,
right.
No,
you
know, you
know
that
what
I
I'm
going to
do.
Like,
you know I will fucking do it.
You know I would have said, you motherfucker, why don't you get me some goddamn grave dirt, you piece of shit?
Yeah, and then that would have ruined the surprise.
Right.
So now,
exactly, yes.
I can continue to post.
Right.
I will
good.
Add things to the page. So,
so
there you go. Gifts are done.
Our next segment is we have a villainous vixen that we have to converse with. Thank you, Caster, for your wonderful thing. We have a lot more to add to that later on, and that'll probably be on the Facebook page or whatever. But at the moment, we have got one of the foremost villainesses that have furthered the horrible tropes and traits of a wonderful villain himself, one that was played by Vincent Price, right?
Yes.
And but you were smitten by the person who actually played his character, right?
Oh yes, I was. Yes.
Or would you mind introducing yourself, John?
Well, called me Volnavia. Yeah.
Good evening, Volnavia.
Good evening.
Good evening, sirs. Hello.
Volnavia, you sound like a foreign country. Do I need a passport to enter you?
let's not be too crass. Let's
you need
not
a lot more than
crass.
That to enter me, I'm afraid.
Volnavia.
You know
Volnavia.
She will kill you, right?
I have no idea.
I don't want to interject.
I've been trained very
oh,
well
fuck.
In murders. Yes?
Well, Nadia, I just want to first compliment you and welcome you to the tournament.
Thank you.
I want to say your poncho is amazing.
Thank you.
Obviously, you change outfits for every murder that you do.
I dress very well for all the murders.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say
Smart.
I'm a huge fan of your fashion. Do you want, like, I just, where do you find these outfits? They're
well,
great.
Well, they're a compilation between Dr. Fives and myself. We have a whole, many resources for fantastic costumes. We sort of live in a mansion on Muldoon Square by ourselves.
Well, this is all wonderful, but I think that one of the things that everybody's wondering is, are you in love with Dr. Fine? No, let's don't skirt the issue.
He's really lovely.
Huh?
I really do enjoy being his sister.
Do you mind working towards the concept of him being entombed forever with his wife?
Well, I sort of always hoped that whenever he got himself down there and switch the blood out for the bile that...
I'm sorry, wait, what are we talking about? Because that sounds...
Oh, it's all right. I mean, all the murders were carried out...
Let's not spook our guests. Be careful.
Don't worry.
It's okay,
you're fine.
Nadia?
You're safe. You're safe. Yes? Yes?
This is a safe place.
Okay.
We just want to discuss your awesome fashion and the
Thank you. No, I really did hope that eventually whenever he went down into the tomb where his wife was buried, that we would just maybe throw her out because, I don't know.
Whoa, you thought that the wife was going to be thrown out?
Weren't you
working for Dr. Fibes?
Well, I mean, she was just sort of
This
wife.
Is a bit of a
she
conflict
just, well,
of interest.
Can I explain a little bit?
Sure.
So... Honestly, she was just a lovely lady, and she married him, and she had a very nice dowry and everything, but she was just sort of the wife, and she just sort of was at home and in the 1910s and 20s, and she didn't do very much, but I was the one who really helped him with the murders, and I was the one who really enjoyed the murders, and I should...
Maybe that was the problem.
I kind of feel like I've earned my place. Or my place next to Dr.
I think you've earned your place.
I think obviously, Bolnavia,
yes.
You are an empowered woman.
Thank you.
You're getting what you done got getting.
I mean, it's a lot of hard work.
Yes, I think, I just like, I'm like...
I was the one sitting back there in the car turning on the ice machine.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know that
Bolnavia?
That didn't work immediately?
Yes.
I got very cold.
Oh,
I almost lost a couple of toes during that ice machine situation.
Bolnavia, I appreciate as, like, your role as a modern woman.
Yes.
Getting her own and to dance so fabulously fashionable.
I'm sort of like Clara Bow. Instead of banging the entire football team, it was just that one cute weird doctor.
So much. Can I ask you a question, Bolnavia?
Yes.
Like, from the back of the audience, I was wondering, do you consider yourself like Barbarella but for evil and, like, teamed up with Vincent Price?
I thought that what we did was evil. I think it was very justified.
I know, that's fair. I mean, I like the part where you stabbed a guy with
the phone. Look. Hello? Let's ask the major questions. What kind of serum did you use?
The grasshoppers.
For the grasshoppers.
It was a sugar serum.
Is that it?
No,
I would lick sugar, but I'm not a grasshopper.
I love sugar. No, I honestly don't know. I mean, it was the thing that Dr. Fives cooked up, and we just sort of... I don't know.
I have happenstance to believe that you are not necessarily just the assistant, that you are progressing Dr. Fives, compendium and his ideas, and you are furthering... his grasp on the world.
Look, I think you were implicating this woman in very violent crimes that
you know
she
what?
Has not been charged
you know
with.
Let me shut you down. Let me shut
you down.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to shut this one down. I'm going to shut this one down. I'm going to shut this one down. And I'm just going to talk to Volnavia myself.
You can't shut us down!
I'm going to talk to Volnavia myself. I think that Volnavia is a beautiful woman.
Thank
and
you.
I think that she needs to... find a man that is not just fixated on his dead wife.
I mean, I really did enjoy helping him, but he really, really was in love with her. Even though she was gone. And
did
I
you,
do appreciate
did
that.
You join... Let me stop you there.
You asked
did,
about a threesome?
Did you...
Because we tried, and
That's fine. That's fine. What I'm asking is, did you join up with him so that you could eventually possibly bet him on your own by yourself without her around?
Oh, well, of course I wanted to, and I mean...
Did that happen before you resurrected her? You are stifling and you are stopping and you are stumbling.
I promised him I wouldn't say anything.
I got a question from Bolnavia.
Let me turn up the background. Let's have this question.
Pardon. I don't want to interject here, but I got a question for Bolnavia.
Sure.
Okay, like in like Dr. Phibes part 2.
Yes.
Like, you know, when Yins were all like, we're in a fabulous outfit, and then like...
We do love Egypt.
Yeah, you know, like when Yins was in, over in Egypt, and like, you know, like after Dr. Fives went floating up the Mystic River to like, immortalness.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
He went flip-flopping
over the rainbow, and like, Yins went up in that rainbow tunnel from like, Star Wars.
Oh, I didn't go with him.
Did you? Yeah, I wonder, like, you know, where did that, like, mirror tunnel go? Like, was it, like, to a really good bar, like, Studio 54, I guess?
I don't know. Thank you,
audience.
I'd like to think so. I didn't actually go with him down the river once he went through that tunnel in the pyramid. But, I mean, I heard the voices all swelled and the ancient gods, they appeared. And it was this, a sound that no one's ever heard before. I really can't describe much about it, but, He went to where he needed to go. After that, I just sort of went back home and wandered around for a while. But he went to his place. He went to where he wanted to go.
What do you think about the accusation that the old gods don't actually exist?
Well, I mean, I can't verify. I only heard the voices, I was raised.
You heard voices?
We all hear voices.
You haven't been in a building like that with the acoustics and everything. I mean, you really do hear things from millennia past.
This is just hearsay and talk. There's obviously only one true god, Cthulhu himself, and by that I mean Mr. Arm of Trundle Manor.
Is that you?
One
oh,
true
yes, sir.
God.
Well,
sorry
I'm very
about
glad
that.
To be here with you.
Of course. Because I am controlling
you.
The board. Bah, wah, wah, wah.
Oh,
wait a minute. Bah, wah, wah,
oh,
wah, wah,
oh,
wah,
no.
Wah,
oh, dear.
Now, I have a question.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, should you have expelled his previous wife from her tomb, what would you do with the bones?
Well, I mean, there's plenty to be done with bones. You don't know how many different machines he has down in his basement and tools and things.
Approximately how many machines were in that basement?
How many did you help build?
Several dozen. I'm always there helping out, but it was different making jewelry back then. It made everything by hand, so I mean, I do have a series of crowns.
Do you think there was an issue with mercury poisoning?
On
your end, of course.
Well, I mean, I am fond of the gin, which isn't legal where
now,
I live, and,
now,
and the mercury.
Now, hold on. Mm. That is obviously legal for you to ingest as you please
the mercury
in the Americas.
The gin.
All of it, darling.
Well, we're in
it.
England. We're in Maldon Square in London.
Wait,
they didn't even have, what's the thing with a can of alcohol?
Prohibition.
Oh.
Welcome to the wide world of England.
Well, I'm about to go have a lot of gin. And maybe some mercury and some bones.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. I know that you have had a hard time.
I really enjoyed the bones,
I don't want to cut this interview shorter. Are there any other questions?
I got one more question.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am? Okay, you know, like, when you got in there...
Shut your damn mouth!
Hey!
Hold on.
Hey,
no
Dorothy.
Domestic feuds.
Dorothy, you shut your mouth. Your lemon bars are dry. Shut your mouth, Dorothy.
All right,
there.
I will shut you all off. All right,
we're getting shut up. But I want to ask you real quick, Bolnavia.
Yes.
What happened to them robot guys? What was Dr. Phibes' band? Can I hire parties?
Oh,
can I hire them out for parties in it?
Well, after the first series of murders, the house was actually destroyed. If you remember, right before we went to Egypt, there was something, a hole in the ground, and they did
go down
and excavate
the coffin. I heard that was propaganda, though.
Supposed murders.
No, it's true. So the house was destroyed with all the robots, and all the clockwork wizards were unfortunately destroyed, and they did. The only thing surviving was the double casket. So they're in pieces, but I'm sure. I mean, honestly, this was nearly 100 years ago, so I'm sure you can figure out how to make new clockwork wizards.
You look
and
beautiful
you
for your age.
All right,
thank
so
you very much. I try.
That's something. Let's segue into the concept that Volnavia, you are welcome at Trundle Manor at any time,
oh, thank
and
you, sir.
Our double coffin raised
oh.
bed is at your disposal.
Well,
if you need somewhere to
offer.
Stay. You can obviously stay in the very sanctimonious arms of Trundle Manor itself.
I've never been offered such a thing. I do appreciate that. I hope that's a genuine offer.
If you need a double coffin to sleep in,
I mean,
then...
I do know a lot about
you know,
me.
Like,
you know, I've always dreamed
I don't know,
of such
I,
things.
I feel like we're okay. I feel like you can, you know...
Well, I mean, we did just meet, but it's funny no. that you've already known that about me.
You
but,
look like you'd be really comfortable
I've seen
here.
Pictures,
I do appreciate
but...
such things.
Oh, I just really
let's,
think you'd
let's
enjoy
see,
it here.
Let's see where it goes. Let's have a couple of gin and tonics. With,
all
with
right,
nice
sure.
gin.
Look,
well, I'll tell you
what.
Not the bathtub stuff.
I don't think Velda would approve of this conversation.
Well, I think
who's
that
Velda?
I think Velda has been through many trials and tribulations.
Who's
and Velda? She is set... I was going
stumbling,
to say,
stumbling,
I'm sorry,
stumbling.
I'm sorry. Velda is my wife, and she is quite oh, an amazing.
You know, the story doesn't
name.
Have to be made up, Anton. You can really tell us the truth.
Velda is an amazing piece of machinery
oh.
that is my
have you
beautiful
made clockwork
wife.
Wizard? Have you made yourself a clockwork wife, sir?
Sometimes I think that because she is so perfect that only
oh,
I could create her.
That's incredibly
but
sweet.
Sadly enough, no. She is just... created among herself and
she has
is
a beautiful name
just a wonderful person
can we be
and
sisters
I think that you could it's sisters in the bedroom
beautiful
moving on
moving right along here we have my Fester's best segment here
oh! Fester's best
Fester's
let,
best
let us,
Fester's
hold on
best.
Hold on let us bid adieu to Volnavia our wonderful
thank you,
creature
thank you
thank
everybody.
You so much for being a guest
good evening. It was lovely
and is there anything, any last words you have to say?
Oh, I mean, just...
All right, that's fine. We're going to just put you into the crocodile pit and
oh,
enjoy.
Oh,
no, no, no. Time to go.
Get him. Get him, Jackson. Get him.
All right. Now that
good
we got
boy.
Rid of that...
Good boy.
Now that
good
we got
boy.
Rid of that liability, I've heard that there's a new Fester's Best.
Dun, dun, dun. In
Fester.
The spirit of the Volnavia theme today,
I am wearing my Dr... Turn to Dr. Fibes.
Dr. Fibes.
We have Volnavia right here in the
yeah!
center.
She's in the top center.
She is. All our evil friends. That's right. So we wore this in
honor of Volnavia, but goodbye, Volnavia.
she is quite
that's
one
weird.
With a knife.
They're eating her foot
but...
first. Still head is screaming.
Anton.
Yes.
Close the trap door, please.
No.
Yes.
That means your fly is open.
Thank you.
And on that note, I will say good evening to Volnavia and...
Trundle break!
May you rest in pieces.
Hmm.
Back to Fester's Best.
All right, ladies
beautiful
and gentlemen,
shirt.
We've got some Fester's Best going on. Where is that shirt from?
This is from London Horrors, which I got it off the Etsy website. And
can you spell
it's
Horrors?
W-H-O.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Wrap up. We had some wonderful conversations about some travels, some tribulations, and some various things going about. So if everybody wants to make sure that they check out the TrundleManor.com for our strange pictures, for the TrundleCast itself, and for everything, let's wrap up. Is there anything that anybody has to say?
I'm sure we're going to be inserting the plug, but Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Yes.
We got an extra few bucks through the Patreon.
Honestly, every... tiny bit helps.
It is helping us. We have just acquired this 3D camera that we might be upgrading, but check out the photographs of our Trundle cast and any Trundle Manor. If you can't actually come here for a tour, but you're gonna get to see a 3D image.
Can I just say we plan to use it for our Halloween party?
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Ew.
Which we have been
on hold for a couple of years. We're going to bring it back this year. It's going to be dark fairy tale themed. And we would love to have 3D photos of all the chaos that goes on. We can't take photos during it.
No, but I believe we will have a photo booth. Is that correct?
Yes, we will also have a photo booth.
Yeah, so you'll be able to stop by, take a picture.
Come here in your best costume.
Absolutely.
Yes. It doesn't have to be thematic. It's just like a suggestion, of course.
Give a buck or two to the Patreon, because, again, I mean, regardless of everything, we drink a lot.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of us. So our liquor tab would be pretty extensive if we went to a bar.
You guys.
And it would be a lot noisier. So
Guys.
Patreon.com/Trundle Manor.
Yes. And like three tips for Halloween that you should be super aware of.
Oh.
Yeah,
number one, wear a costume that you could pee, drink, smoke, and drink out of. Number two.
You said drink twice. I'm very glad.
I know. Drink.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's important.
Yep.
It's important.
It is, though.
Number two. Don't bring props that will break your friend's house or you'll just lose and you'll be sad. Number three.
Fair.
Bring booze.
Yeah.
Obviously, bring booze to wherever you go.
And if you're not a drinker, bring food, for fuck's sake.
Food,
because
snacks,
drunk people love nothing more
totally
than eating
okay.
while they're drunk.
Yes, if you're not a drinker, and we love you too, like, that's not necessary.
It's fine.
But, like,
not
just
everyone
bring
has to
food.
Be.
Just
yeah,
people ruin
it's
going to
be a great time. I think it's been almost, what, 2 years since you guys hosted the last one?
We
took
last
a break
year we got
year
married.
The wedding, I think.
2 years ago, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Photo booth, again. You know, we'll have people serving drinks.
We're going to have
myself
the Braddock Brothers playing Rockabilly in the yard. We're going to have...
This might not come out before the Halloween party, but let's hope it does.
And if not,
Jimmy
after, it was fucking amazing. I know it will be. We're going to have the Braddock Brothers playing Rockabilly. We're going to have Only Flesh doing some kind of flesh hook plus bear trap.
Yeah, Rev.
Circus something.
Yowza.
Yeah,
Rev.
That's all I know. Yeah, he's never going to keep it real spicy for you, so
that's
I can't
good.
Wait to hear what the hell that means. There's going to be like 3 to 4 to 5 other circus performers. There's going to be corn dogs.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Come on out.
We're going to watch Labyrinth and eat corn dogs. What else do you need?
I think if you watch Labyrinth, you're obviously into the corn dogs.
Yes.
Those pants. We're taking the mic away from Eve for next episode.
You can't silence.
Anywho, Mr. Arm, how about you? Anything else?
I just think that we're doing good. I'm worried mostly about the fact that I might not have pressed record. So,
wait, really?
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, we can always
son of a bitch.
We can always intermingle. You know,
let's
casters,
find out before we leave.
Caster's trip into this podcast.
If you're listening to this. And the forefront, we sound really pissed off, and then all of a sudden we're calm. It's because it was overlapped. First half wasn't recorded the first time, so we gotta do this twice, which means it definitely won't be off the fucking party. And you ruin everything!
I do that.
Does that mean I get another t-shirt from Caster?
Oh,
what
no.
Like, how do I get on the t-shirt?
It means
thing?
I will repeat
I'll
the one I fucking
right
said
now,
earlier.
Baby Jesus.
Well, if nothing else, let us just say a very happy...
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
That'll be $20.
And behold, we give you wonder. This is the Trundle Cast, and we welcome every oddity and every strange person into the manor. So I hope that you guys enjoyed. I hope that this was something that will turn you onto the dark side, and I hope that you check out all of our connections, all of our friends, and everybody that has given to Trundle Manor. So please,
Mr. Arm,
please
Anton
enjoy.
Marlo, Facebook, also Trundle Manor, also Trundle Manor.
Trundle Manor.
Twitter.
It's on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Just search Trundle Manor. You're gonna
you know
find
where to
all
find.
Kinds
Velda
of things.
Von Minx.
It's
Rachel
me.
If you're listening
Marlo.
To this, you've probably figured it out by now.
And if not,
Mike
give them
Syke
money.
At Mike
not,
Syke.
Get that fucking fat blunt out of your mouth.
Jimmy Z at
figure out how to do
James
it.
James Jimmy Z Crawford Facebook?
Something like that.
Eva.
Pittsburgh Department of Zombie Disposal.
I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Heidi Cat.
There it is.
It's German for pig and cat. Like, literally, look it up.
Wait, pig and cat?
Pagan. And we worship the elder gods and we're cats.
Why are you cooler than everyone else?
I'm a vampire. Don't worry about it. I smoke a lot of weed. I love you guys. Anyway, listen to these people and give them all of your monies and time. I love you. Who else has something to say?
Follow me at Trundle Manor, because fuck you. My personal shit's my personal friends. I have enough fucking friends. So, I am Caster. Yay. And that's the only name I'm giving you.
Stop listening so we can eat dinner. Good night.
Goodbye.
All right, and let's give a big, let's make a good, let's give a good farewell.
Hail, last podcast.
Within the
good evening.
Within the forms of a very last, what we always say at the end of everything is very good,
good evening.
Evening.
Well, there you have it, my trundle files. This is the end. Whatever will you do now that it's over? We would like to thank all of our supporters and cast for their diligent hard work, keeping us propelled into the future. Even time machines need blood sacrifices now and again. Be sure to tune in to the next Trundlecast, where the usual cavalcade of monsters will be toasting to your misfortune and probably planning some mischief on the side. While you're waiting, why not visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages online to get a glimpse into the lives of our inhabitants. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into the search boxes.
Remember our Patreon page at patreon.com/Trundle Manor.
Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the Trundlecast at trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. Now, close that coffin lid and get some rest, because you'll need it to be prepared to take on the next Trundlecast.